You're on this team, too.
I don't have anything to do with this team.
Be nice.
You're very getting more difficult.
This is so much.
Let me date the tape. This is Friday, May 3rd, 1991. Roughly 11 a.m., and we're having a meeting at the office, and we have guests from Canada, Wes and Teresa. Greetings, Commander.
I'm Hetom. I come in service unto God, and I'll help you as best I can. I'm sorry for the ones who were not summoned to the meeting. It truly is not a meeting, as you would recognize most of our meetings. These youngsters have come a long way. I know them. I know what they need. I know what they're asking. I don't usually blurt out what I'm just about to tell a lie. Well, my job is indispensable this week, so the rest of you are stuck with my smugness. We're all short of time this day. Your world's in a mess. I don't have to tell you again about that. I have asked that these ones be given the tapes from the last two sessions that we've had down here, starting back with Bogreitz. Even though it's not in general, it will give them a lot of answers. But I do need to leave some thoughts with them as we go through this day. I need to make some requests, and that includes George, it includes the Institute. And let us see what we have to work with. Let me entertain some questions from them. But let me tell you, first of all, what I perceive. This is Wes and Teresa. They come as Canadian people.
Excuse me, Commander, that was John on the line. He said he heard the helicopter over in Munich.
Yes, well, yes. Just
shoot it
leave
down.
Leave it go. You're continuing to launch, you see, from Edwards. They don't have a missile test range for nothing. Ones are so shocked, you know, when an Atlas blows up or whatever. This place is under complete surveillance. We're just going to press right through as if they weren't in existence. We've got the shields intact. We're not concerned. So you ones have a good time. And we have turned to the business of at hand. Wes would like to run his business as we're instructing ones to run American business as far as taxes, corporations, etc. are concerned. Now we have created a new bugaboo. We need information on Canadian income taxes. We have ones willing to move right along even to the point of bankruptcy. But at this point, we have no qualified ones within the group who understand Canadian laws, and that includes Hatton well enough to give out valid information that we can be sure of. So here's where George comes. Please get in touch with Doc Scott and or Freeman and or both until we track someone who knows something about the Canadian laws regarding income tax. And then we will see what we can structure as far as case law. You're going to find that the Canadian laws are very similar to the United States. although they answer to the Queen of England. Must realize, you see, that everything will be integrated into an international monetary system. New Zealand last year came under, well, that might not make sense. Let me back up. All of the crown states, if you will, had used pounds. But you can see what is evolving here. Beginning last year, New Zealand went on to the dollar system. So you're going to have a situation of slow evolution until the new money comes. And then the big thrust was to start with Russia with a new money system. Confiscate as much cash as possible. In other words, began to line out the global money system. Great Britain owns more American United States property than any other nation in the world. You would automatically think it would be either Saudi Arabia or Japan. Japan is fifth in the list, for goodness sake. That should tell you a lot. You have been functioning under the Admiralty law system set up by Great Britain. You have basically claimed your independence and then came right back under functioning within the British system. So you're going to find that the laws are not going to be a lot different, except that they have no constitution as such, because they have not separated from England enough to have a sovereign system. This is why it's so incredibly important that the United States of America not lose the Constitution. You're the last one. But let us see how we can begin to integrate our brothers into a system that is workable for their protection. And it may be that you're not going to be able to work it out so that they can become as anonymous as can the Americans. But through the Nevada law, corporation laws, they can become self-sustaining so that they're lost to the system. Yeah. Now, Wes is a fisherman. And he's getting a taste of big business closed down. They are very subtly not changing ownership. Don't misunderstand me. They still come under the crown. But you can't tell anymore who owns what in this world, because it's going to be like you as a little network where people cannot tell what you do and who is involved in what you do. And they are moving the fish processing services down into the United States. And the United States is moving them on down into Mexico with your free trade. You're going to have hundreds of thousands out of work. And this can be verified, and I will leave this for Wes to discuss later. You'll find it interesting. In the middle of herring season, not only do you use this as a food supply, but you also use it as a major bait source. They closed down the operation. It's serious. They want to capture you all now. What I'm going to thrust forth is a request that you consider very carefully how to handle Wes's situation, and it will give you so much insight as to how we handle other things, because he comes with a little bit different set of circumstances. I'm not going to play games with the ones in this room, nor with Wes and Teresa. They both have a major purpose. Teresa is an artist. She doesn't even realize her own potential. but it will fit directly in with what we have to do. Whether West continues in fishing or does not makes no difference. And at this point, they do not need to consider a move, a major move. And I'll tell you why. Because when the time comes, they have already made investment enough that they will know in advance. And I'm not as interested in them going and storing food, except possibly as a commercial example. I'm not going to have them concerned about their welfare. They will come in, I hope, as a fragment of the group. When things really get tight, we're not going to worry about a shoreline underwater, because they can continue to function there. I'm not going to even give you my projections as to time. And I don't want you hung up on what I do here or there or whatever, because some channeling people are telling you that you're going to be swamped 50 miles inland. You cannot deal with what will be, except in a general way. I can tell you now that you be alert, you sever as many personal ties as possible, and you will know in time to make a move to safety. If it works out that you make the move sooner, that's one thing. But as far as trying to get the word forth, to make available the word elsewhere, we need ones elsewhere. And what Teresa does can meld beautifully with a bookstore or something of that sort. To cover assets, he has put funds with the Institute against gold. My suggestion would be that whatever we work out here as far as distribution, etc., that the money come back from the Institute, be loaned back to them, to their corporation, either to one or two corporations. He wishes to start a corporation now. And then you will be able to see how we can keep funds flowing for God's work without it showing to the government. That can be worked out. I don't need to sit here and take either your time or mine to work that out. I have one or two other specific requests. One, that they be allowed and it be worked out some way so that some of those funds, which he has already funneled through here, be poured back into his business there. But that the connection can be made here so it keeps him severed personally. I want you to please find the people involved that will give us information to begin to handle business from the Canadian standpoint. There are thousands up there waiting for us to come up with information. And I have a war to be in. So there will be ones. If you just make the right contacts, and it's time to make those real contacts now anyway. And then I have a request. I have a request that Wes's father produce his poetry, his writings. He writes for grandfather. He doesn't know that, but he does. I would like those published under his name or under his pen name, but I would like them published as a Phoenix Journal. They're incredible. And you ones need that, because you must know that truth is coming through. And the man's basically isolated himself to an island. And he tries to be self-sufficient. He doesn't understand. any more than any other one coming into the service of God understands. And I would like to see that done, please.
Ellen just walked in the door.
I apologize to anyone who misses this particular meeting. It was instantly called, and it's very brief and very business. And all are welcome, but please understand that we didn't send out invitations. Mm-hmm. Now, I would like to answer some questions for these two, because I'm going to, I guess, adjourn. Whatever you want to.
One of my questions is how would I handle my previous affairs with one Robert Boyd? Whether I should continue business or work together with some of our previous ideas and develop them, or...
Well, I'll tell you, son, he needs to clean up his act a little bit, because you will end up doing it all. There's great potential. Feel your way along. What you decide to do best for your particular circumstance, if it fits in, I think you can see a great change and a great contribution. If in the beginning you're willing to carry the load. So I have to leave that in your hands. It could be worthwhile. Your concept of pyramid development is excellent. You're going to end up, all of you, living in domes and pyramids eventually. Those that sustain it all. I don't want any concern about death, floods, earthquakes. I want all ones coming into the circle to know that when the request goes forth for protection and for the higher cause, it requires constant reinforcement of the request, because we're not allowed open blanket anything any more than are you. And the moment that you begin to become productive, the adversary will begin to try to close you down. God sees within. Hathon has to look at a scanner. But I hear my name very well. In fact, I hear it when you don't even call it. And I hear it when you say, "Oh, Hathon! I'm sick of this." That's when I really get busy. I'll show you sick off. I apologize that we're not a QJZ night trying to entertain the world. We have a mammoth job to do. All ones who end up in my crew have come back specifically for purpose. It may not be apparent to you. Sometimes, believe me, it's easier not to know, because it's overwhelming. Let it unfold. When the intent is there and in order, the way begins to become clear. And I mean it. I want to repeat it. Ones who participate directly with us, don't worry too much about whether or not your place at the moment is safe. You will be brought into safety. You will be allowed knowledge, intuition, whatever you want to call it, in advance. And anyone working as closely as you are. Let us put it in dollars and cents. Anyone who works within the circle of the Institute in participation, let me tell you, you have a place. A place will be made. You just automatically have bought your ticket into the safety of the physical location. Anyone working with the crew has bought your ticket onto the craft. And if we have to get you out of there, we will bring a craft and get you out of there. I do not come into this room because it jeopardizes the lives, the physical lives of everyone present. You can see what is happening now. We have been seen at Camp David with the original Bush. We have been photographed. That makes it extremely awkward, extremely dangerous for all involved. But it's important that that be made public now because of what they plan to do along with the launching of these crafts or these satellites, these weapons. They plan to begin to discount the host, lump us in with the enemy, and begin to terrorize you that way. Because they are getting desperate, and we are there all the time in their hair. You may not function well if you live in the constant terror of either extraterrestrial beings or your government. And let me tell you, it's your government that's your enemy, not any extraterrestrial. But it's going to become more and more and more discussed. And I know everybody would like to just touch the skin of that craft. Forget it. No, you don't. You see, they keep fiddling around with the electronic systems right off the pole, right outside Dorma's dwelling. And we keep having to come and knock it out. It's not as simple as just sending the beam to do it. We don't want to destroy. We don't want to lose the surveillance that they've got in there because they're messy when they come in to try to replace it. And we're working very well with them, so don't be disturbed. But every time we do something, they have to send that CIA helicopter up there. They are stupid. As if we're going to still be sitting there from 3 last night. But what you ones don't understand is that we're here a lot of the time. We are seen a lot of the time. How much time do you spend outside peering up at the sky? And we might only be there for 10 seconds. Don't feel lost because you haven't seen it. You will get your signs in the evening, at night. There will be a craft there the next time you look. That star will be gone, and it will be one that will have just been rotating colored lights for you. People think they're going to look up and see a Star Trek craft, or what was your Lily T ship? We're a long way away. And what you're going to see at the most that will be a ship will be a shuttlecraft, probably never larger than 90 to 100 feet. I mean, you're talking about a pretty good-sized craft at 100 feet. And most of the shuttlecraft are only 20 feet. The drone craft are 3 feet or less. So let's keep in mind the reasonableness of what you might expect from outer space. And let's keep in mind what they will try to pull off on you. Because you have craft. They're atomic energy craft. They can hover. They have not made it to stealth level. But you now have silent earth man made disc shaped, triangular shaped silent craft. And these are what will be utilized. And to fit the need and to fit the writings of the UFO community, they're going to come into view. Well, just know that any self-respecting space command would not act in that manner. Just as we don't eat humans, we don't have to pull up beside a herd of cows and butcher them so that we can eat without having to go back to base. Use your heads. Use your heads and know that it is a world in trouble. We are sent for the word because it's gotten completely out of hand on your place. And this was a promise, and many ones have asked. Don't be trying to pin it down to whether it's tomorrow afternoon. You will be given to know when to get nervous. I don't want you so complacent that you're not at attention. I don't want you to think you're so out of danger that you don't have to do anything. I can just go stand in the middle of the freeway with a shield and the truck won't hit me. It will hit you. And if you're really needed, you're going to have a very miserable time of it because you're going to be smashed up and we'll still use you. And it may be harder to do your job from a wheelchair. So let's not be stupid. Of all things, this group must be, it is professional and intelligent. Or you're going to make mistakes. You better believe it because you're human. And your job is big, and you don't understand it. And we can't tell you what all of your job is, or they'll come take you right out. You will realize that you spend more time with us than you can possibly imagine. As things begin to unfold, you'll say, well, I knew that. Well, I knew that. It's that other thing I want to know. And I'm going to remind you that last night you agreed not to know it. But you would not be in this town, Wes and Teresa, unless you have a reason to be. You may think it is a little bit of business. Just know that it's bigger than that. Please be patient as it unfolds. And I'll answer anything that I can. Some things I may not answer. Some things I don't care enough about to go and look up even. And some things I just simply may not tell you. But I will always tell you which it is. And of course, understand that most of your questions will be personal, and you'll be a little embarrassed about that. And most personal questions I don't answer. Don't be embarrassed about that either. Because the simple voicing them, the best way to get your answers, even from Hatton, is to call me in, write them down, and most of the time you will understand the answer before you get through with the writing. You have to learn to listen, because Dorma is limited to 24 hours a day. Hatton is limited to her 24 hours a day. So ones asking for information from me must learn to listen, because obviously it won't come out her mouth. Some things that just seem to bring no response are often because you just don't hear, because you are already expecting a different kind of answer. If you do not immediately feel my presence and you've asked for me, which is sometimes very limiting to both of us, ask for Sananda. Ask for another guide. Make that guide identify. Until you come into peace knowing it's of the service of light, demand that any energy appearing, any intuition appearing, require that it be of the light. If it be of darkness, withdraw, and you may end up with just vacant. refuse to allow any communication with anyone who is not of the Lighted Brotherhood, and require that they give you some kind of identification with whom they're attached. And when your intent is proper in clearing, and you're not just playing games, only the Lighted Brotherhood number one will come, because that's all that will be accepted in. There will always be the Dark Brotherhood who sits there on your shoulder trying to talk you into everything else. And you will just simply have to become discerning. And you'll be had a few times. Because it offers you a lot more. It never comes through. It never comes through, but it will promise you everything. We promise you nothing, and once in a while something may happen. Usually we just complain. And then I tell you, in the end it works out, God wins. Well, hot dog. How long do we have to struggle before God wins? Well, it depends on how hard we work. We're making progress, you know. You don't know that. But I'm telling you, you have no idea. People are beginning to wake up and say, I'm fed up. And it's going to be over the ridiculous things. It won't be over the bomb in space. It's going to be over ridiculous things, like whether or not you lied, or were lied to, about the hostages in Iran. 6 months those men sat over there in prison, not knowing whether they would live till morning, while they tinkered with your politics to make sure Reagan would get in, a puppet, a Bush puppet. Bush didn't want to be president. They didn't want him president. He could do all the heinous setup of the network as vice president. And then they would make him president when he could pull down the curtain. Only you see, always their feet sticking out from under the curtain and won't come all the way down. And there's somebody else who thought they would get some plum out of it, and they haven't. And you see, to meet the demands that are coming against the president, plus the fact he really doesn't like Shamir, and he really doesn't like having to put up with his energy over here trying to bring down the world on his term. So you have now created something that is interesting to watch. You have a triangle going. You have the Russian element who hates the Khazar element. And you, to boot, trying to get communism as the upper level, but they control the cosmospheres. You have the element set up that includes Gorbachev. And you see, you have the little gray aliens integrated into a Zionist system which operated the Holocaust, operates your government. Now they want to take your government. Completely. They would like to get rid of George Bush on any terms and get one of their, like, Soros in there. At the same time, they change your constitution and take it away. That's what they would like. Well, that's not exactly what the bankers had in mind, and most of the Zionists own the banks. But not the full power of it. And it's all tangled up with England. You think they're weak? Oh my God, they're not weak. They're only bankrupt like you. They've done it deliberately, just like you. So what appears to be opposites, the left and the right, are not. They're all the same. And all these fragments are there to confuse you. But who will be the ruler? That's the quarrel. Who will be the ruler? Well, guess who wants to be the ruler? The one who sent his tribe in here from out there when he got kicked out because they're not welcome anywhere in the cosmos. So they have had to come as the loose tribe and warp their way in like the termites. So let's keep your enemy in view. It's going to be the Zionists. I don't care what you want to call them. And you can see the way they have worked. They had infiltrated Poland and Hungary, Rome. They run the Church of Rome. They control the Vatican. They have now seeped their tentacles out until all the evangelical movement will come forth and say, I'm Zionist. God is coming. We're going to get Jerusalem back, and the temple will be built, and we'll have the new coming. They are sacrificial bloodletting anti-God. And yet you will have the Jerry Falwells come forth and say, I say, I am proud to say, I am a Zionist. He has just said, I am godless. And he mocks the very thing he claims to be for, and that is Christianity. And I am not talking Jesus. I am talking Christness. And they go and they vote in anything they want. Let us have the homosexuals equal. Let us marry them. Well, why the hell not? Good birth control, I would say. It just happens to be against the laws of God and nature, do you see? I didn't write those laws either. But when you go against the laws of God, it's bad enough. But when you go against the very laws of cosmic nature, come off it. I don't care if 100% of you voted in. It isn't right. It doesn't work. You can't reproduce. But you see, the ones that bring this forth are reproducing, aren't they? Little soulless, helpless humanoids to be used as their tools. That too is against the laws of the cosmos, and it is those natural laws of the creation which will pull them down. Where the energies go that have connection with God is between God and that energy. What happens to them within the creation is a different matter, my friends. And I could sit here and I could tell you all of that, and it's still a little advanced even for this group. You would accept it. But I have to play off this group to see what man will accept. And when I mentioned reproductions and replicas, the phones rang and they canceled their subscription. I could believe everything until now. Well, you ain't heard nothing yet. And I'm sorry to have to be the one caught in this wedge. But when it all shakes out, it's going to be like Wes's father says it is. It is an illusion. But you're stuck in it. You're manifest in it. And that's the way it has to be reversed. By the physical hand, the physical mind. And we might also say, well, then it really doesn't matter, does it? You know what? No, it doesn't. You just will progress somewhere. And the ones who are soulless, unattached beings will live out their little life. Physical running about span, and that will be it. But neither will you be given to know. You'll get to where you can know, who they are, because they are lost. They are just there. And that is what is most of your world anymore. And yet, you know, the sad part is the 100,000 in Bangladesh are soul beings. Now, that's painful. That's painful. Sometimes it's easier to wipe out 500,000 or a million than it is to watch the transition of 100,000, mostly children. But there's a reason behind that too. Those parts of the world are expendable to the elite. They want to get rid of them. They've been starving them as it is. Millions will die in Africa this year while your banks play games. In Africa, in Sudan, they went against the World Bank. They'd already gone against the United Nations, and the banks closed them out. And you pulled out your food source from those people. Well, they said, and I might add, they were limited to raising commercial crops of cotton, etc., because of the restrictions of the World Bank. And they said, then we will not pay you, and we will plant wheat. So for the first time, basically in the history of the area, they went forth, and they will now reap two harvests this year, and they'll need you less. And still, millions will die. But it has happened from coast to coast of every nation on your globe. The controls come down until they have rendered you helpless. And the only way you're going to be able to handle it is to play their game on their legal terms to the best of your ability. And then allow man to awaken as to what has happened. And man's getting ticked off even in the sleeping United States of America. He's been lied to one time too many. And the skeletons in Bush's closet may pull him down. But he is not the puppet master. So just to pull one man down or get him changed over, what could happen? It is not likely. I'll tell you that personally. It is not likely. Because one's become so entrenched in their ritualistic commitments. And it starts right at the club of Yale. The skull and bones. They commit themselves to godless behavior. It is so heinous that they truly have to close it for a year because it was going to get investigated, you know, if they let women in there. They had to close it for a year to get rid of those seniors that were trying to make ripples. That is the heart of evil. And it has branches everywhere. Came right out of the Club of Rome. The man could come forth, and there's enough compassion in this world that if he said, I'm sorry, I realize I was wrong, But you see, he's already sold his original soul to the devil, if you will. He could turn it around. He could turn every one of them in. They would discredit him, of course. And any replicas are programmed otherwise.
Excuse me, a minute.